Life doesn't happen to you. It happens through you, because planted in the soil of your soul is a seed of infinite potential waiting for the right conditions to grow. And the power to activate it is in your control. That's the law of emergence. And this podcast gives you the tools to turn it on like never before. Welcome to Emergence, a revolutionary path for radical life change with Derek Riedel.
Greetings, my fellow Emergineers. Derek Riedel here, and it's great to be with you all again as we continue on this journey of a deep dive into the principles that are for real successful living and growing, oftentimes distinctions that are very different, counterintuitive, or certainly different than how we've been conditioned and trained to believe that we're meant to grow and succeed. And to begin to really redirect our whole point of power, our whole point of focus from the outside world as our source and our substance to the inner world as the locus of our power and control. And what we're talking about today is stay rooted as you rise. And this is the secret to unending growth and success and abundance. And this comes from the analogy of a plant, of a tree. Think of a fruit tree. And think of the farmer who's harvesting these fruit trees. And they plant the seed, and they do all this work. And they're you know, cultivating the soil and watering it and weeding it and feeding it and exposing it to the proper light and doing all this work, and the seed begins to sprout, it begins to grow, and eventually it becomes a tree. But all along they're continuing to feed it and water it and nourish its roots. And eventually it starts sprouting fruits. And the farmer still, you know, harvests the fruits and gives the fruits and sells the fruits and eats the fruits and really enjoys the fruits. But they stay very much focused on the roots. They keep nourishing the roots. They keep taking care of the tree. And even though they enjoy the fruits, whereas the analogy to a lot of individuals, a lot of us, especially in really, and not just in spiritual growth or personal development, but in all success and achievement paths, is we may spend time on the seed and the soil and the roots for a period of time. You know, we're meditating, we're praying, we're doing our affirmations, we're visualizing, we're doing the lift practice and coming into greater congruence and alignment with the vibration of our vision. And then we start to actually get a demonstration. We start to get some level of success in our life. Whatever it is, we're not in as much pain, or we are not in as much resistance, or we start to feel a level of flow, momentum, and then we actually start to see real changes in our life. And because our ego has been, you know, programmed to think that what's appearing is what the power is, where the power is and where the source is and where the substance is, we tend to get caught up in the fruits, you know, and we stop tending to the roots. I've been praying and affirming and doing the work to know abundance or to know success, and we actually start manifesting it. And now we have a level of success. And suddenly we don't have time for meditating anymore. Suddenly we're like, well, I'm so busy now. My life's happening. I'm creating all this stuff. I have a job now. I have a lover, a partner. I'm traveling, whatever the case may be. And I just don't have time to meditate and do all this vibrational radiation kind of stuff and lift practices and shadow work and, you know, I'll fit it in here and there, but I don't really have time. And if I was in the room right now, I'd be like, anybody, anybody? Because it's so common. And what we don't understand is that we have just begun to cut ourselves off from the very source and the real activity that's generating our fruits, that's generating our abundance and our opportunity. And I see this happen. I've seen it happen in my own life. And little bit by little bit, we start to fall back into old patterns, and the fruits start to dry up. And we don't see it happening. The whole direction of our mental, emotional, vibrational field changes, and we end up stagnating again. Now, there's some cases where the level of outer success, we get such momentum that we can ride that momentum for a while, and we might even embody a new level of integration. And so we don't entirely lose everything, but we stagnate. We stop growing, and we don't understand why. And the other area where it's just as common, because some of you may be thinking, well, I'm not necessarily experiencing lots of successes or abundance or opportunities, but even just beginning to get out of pain, emotional, mental, physical pain, even just as we begin to get out of pain, we stop going back to the well of our soul and our source to do the real work. It's like, oh, I'm not in pain anymore, I'm good. You know, it's like you're going to a coach or a healing practitioner or a spiritual therapist, and you're not in, you know, you were really in pain when you started, and it's like, I'm not in pain now. I'm good. I don't need to keep going. Not understanding that, first of all, just merely getting out of pain is the first level, but it's not in any way, shape, or form saying that you've got it, that you've integrated it. You've begun to move out of the pain threshold, but that those roots and those sprouts of your, or those shoots, aren't necessarily strong enough to withstand the next threshold or the next storm or the next drought. And then you get beat back down again, something happens, and you misinterpret that and think, oh, this stuff didn't really work, or there's just something wrong with me, or life isn't fair. And you fall back again. And in some cases, you lose the momentum that you gained because you didn't really embody it. You just started getting momentum, but you didn't integrate it yet, and now you got to start all over again. So it can happen at the very early stages, and I see this, I really do see this happen so often. You know, people get so excited by being out of pain or starting to see the signs of the first fruits of their labors. And it's great to enjoy the fruits. It's great to celebrate being out of pain. It's great to celebrate progress and momentum and success. But don't forget what got you there. Don't lose track of what got you there. That the daily work of cultivating the soil of your soul, doing the inner work, all of the cleaning and the integration work, all of that you're doing, that's really what's most important. And it's another way of interpreting when Jesus is saying to all the people that are like, you know, how are we going to handle this thing and that thing and the other thing out in the world, you know, take care of our body and our clothing and our food. And he says, take no thought for your life, but seek first the kingdom of heaven. And all these things will be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So that means the right use. Don't just seek the interconnection, but also continue with your practices. And those things that you've been seeking will be added unto you, the fruits. But keep your focus on the truth, on the roots. Keep your attention on the roots. Keep the cultivation of the soil of your soul and the development of your consciousness and your character as the number one priority forever. This is never going to change. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have seasons where it's time to harvest, and there really is a lot of outer work to do, and that's wonderful too. But still, we must maintain our inner work because it's the foundation of everything. And it's so easy to get caught up in growth and progress, and or just not being in pain. It's like an old statement, a metaphysical statement about people who have what's called foxhole consciousness, meaning they're going along, they're fine as long as they're not in pain or any particular suffering. And the minute things start happening, the minute the bullets start flying, and they have to jump in that foxhole, you know, for those of you that may not know what I'm talking about, a foxhole is the hole that soldiers are in when in wartime. They dig foxholes so that they can get down below the ground level, and so bullets are whizzing over their head. But so it's like this foxhole consciousness where it's like only when things are going bad are they suddenly have their come to Jesus moment. And so they're praying and affirming and meditating and doing all the work when things are bad. And then, or at least appear to be bad, you know, suddenly my rent's not due. I got to start praying. I got to meditate. Or, you know, and then the rent gets paid somehow, some way, either through coincidence, accidental alignment, or because they really do some good work. And then they pop out of that and they're good. And they just move on with their life and they, you know, keep trying to grow and succeed. And then all of a sudden things aren't going good again. And they're like back in the foxhole. Man, I got to pray. I got to meditate. I got to do some work. Got to do some shadow work. Got to get on a call with Derek. Got to listen to a podcast. And then they listen and for a day or two or whatever, and they start to feel a little better. And then they stop all that and they're now focused on their job or their family or whatever the case may be. And on this goes. And there's never really any progress. There's never real momentum. It's just a temporary Band-Aid. And that's not what this work is about. This work is about developing a way of life. This is about changing your ultimate character, which allows you to fulfill your ultimate destiny. It's about falling in love with the process and the practice, with prayer and meditation and visualization and affirmation and getting together and dialoguing about high ideals and nourishing and feeding yourself with high vibrational material as a way of life. Now, maybe I'm preaching to the choir here, but I know even for myself that when life gets really full, my practice has suffered, and then I've suffered as a result. So we're all susceptible to it. And we just want to remember that what's most important in our life, if we want to grow and progress, is that cultivation of our soil, of the soil of our soul, of the roots. The inner work that allows us to keep our consciousness clean and clear and available and keep us hooked up, connected to source. We want to make sure that we're practicing this on a consistent enough basis that it becomes habit. You know, it's like you don't brush your, at least I hope you don't do this, you don't brush your teeth only when you have to go on a date or something. You know, it's like, oh, I have a hot date, or I'm going to have to kiss somebody tonight, I'm going to brush my teeth today. And I don't have to kiss anybody or get close to anybody for the next week, so I don't need to do any teeth. You know, I don't need to clean my teeth, or I'm not going to be around anybody. I don't need to shower for the next, you know, for however long, days, weeks. Now, of course, there are some people that do that. You know, I'm just going to shower or brush my teeth when I have to actually be around people. Or I'm just going to eat healthy food when I have to do something that requires a lot of energy. Otherwise, I'm just going to eat junk. We don't do that. Or I'm only going to eat food on the days when I have things to do. You know, we do everything else in our life that feeds us and nourishes us and cleans us as a habit. And this has to be just as important, if not more important. Now, there's another way that this is important. It's not so much stay rooted as you rise, but stay rooted even as you fall. And this can be equally difficult, depending on how intense it is. So this looks like you're going along and you're doing the work and you're starting to get some success, or maybe things get kind of good and then they get bad again. Instead of going back to the practice, you don't feel like you have the energy or the inspiration to sit down and meditate or pray. And so instead you distract yourself with some kind of anesthetic, internet, TV, shopping, overworking, whatever the case may be. And the same is true that you want to, even when you don't feel like it, and especially when you don't feel like it, that's a time to build those muscles, to build that inner soul stamina, so that you become stronger and stronger in your capacity to know the truth and feel the truth and be the truth in the midst of any condition. That's where you become truly unstoppable. That's the real path of mastery. And likewise, when things are really going good and you're feeling really good, that moment where the vibration is high, instead of going and frittering that away with activity, that's a powerful opportunity. You're on the mountaintop. That's a powerful opportunity to dig your roots even deeper, to anchor them even deeper, to integrate it even more fully. So whether you're feeling high or whether you're feeling low, whether you're rising or falling, you want to stay rooted. You want to keep digging your roots deeper. You want to make your practice of knowing the truth, feeling the truth, being the truth as the number one activity of your life. And this is what all the great masters were trying to teach. But to the ego, it feels like it's boring or it's a waste of time or we're taking ourselves away from the things that really we really want to do and really matter. But all that's real and valuable is spiritual and invisible and is within us. Everything that appears is a relative effect, a relative perception and projection of this infinite perfection. And it's like, you know, if you were in love with somebody and they were like an actor and they were up on the screen and you could go and watch them on the movie screen on a regular basis, that's one level of experiencing them. Or you could actually go be with them, the real being. Which one would you prefer? Obviously, you prefer to be with the real being, not the image projected on the screen. Well, guess what? Your physical body, your physical relationships, your physical money, your physical business and work, all of that is the movie on the screen. Now, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, we enjoy it, but it's not the real thing. The real relationship, the real work, the real life, and all that truly deeply matters is not on the screen. And it's not in the projector. It's not in the theater at all. You have to go outside of the theater of your experience and inside where the real source of that is, the real love, the real relationship, the real wealth, the real health, the real body, the real world is invisible, is spiritual, and is in consciousness. And as that becomes more important to you than anything else, you start to embody that. You start to live in that consciousness, in that realm. And you are now free because the world never gave that to you. And the world can never take that away. And once you have the real, then whatever happens in the world, whatever the economy is or your partnership is or your family or your physical body, if you've got the real thing, it will always recreate itself in some kind of form. That's what Jesus meant when he said, tear down this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days. He was referring to his body. Or when he said, you know, when he said, you know, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He's talking about the I am presence that is no longer looking to the world as the source. Or when he said, my kingdom is not of this world. Or when he said, I have meat to eat you know not of. He was talking about the nourishment, the substance, the food of life, the manna from heaven that was within him. And he was constantly saying this. Buddha taught the same basic things, saying that it's the real food, the real nourishment, the real love, the real connection, the real world, the real is spiritual and invisible and is in the soil of our soul. But we have to become more interested in it than what's going on in the world of appearances and projection. So, and as we do that, the ego will tell us we're going to lose something outside of us, or again, it feels like we're bored or we're cut off. We have to move through the experience of loneliness, sometimes isolation, sometimes fear of losing control. All of those things that are preventing us from going within and living in that place within, we have to move through those pockets. Loneliness, separation, isolation, fear of rejection, abandonment, all of that, loss, because that's the ego's sense, a personal material sense of ourself. That has to get dissolved and disintegrated. But once we really have that real connection, this is what has also been called the pearl of great price. And it says in the Bible, if a man finds the pearl in the field, he will sell everything for that pearl. And it's talking about that connection, that relationship with the truth of our being, because then that will forever fulfill us. That's an investment that once we really have it, pays a return on our investment forever. And so while it's hard and it's scary, it's like that analogy of the guy who's outside of his house in the dark searching under a street lamp, and the neighbor says, you know, what happened? He's like, I lost my key. And the neighbor starts helping him search and search and search. And eventually, like an hour later, the neighbor's like, where'd you lose the key? And the man says, well, I lost it inside the house. But the light's better out here. You know, it's too dark in the house. It's dark and scary and lonely and isolating to go within and to do our practices on a regular basis sometimes. But as we're willing to do that, we root ourselves in reality to such an extent that no matter what the world does to the tree of our life, whether the fires that try to burn it down, the drought that tries to dry it out, the winds that try to blow it away, we'll still be so rooted, getting our source from a silent stream that runs deep beneath the surface of life, that none of those elements can take us out of the game. And even if it blows away some of our fruits and branches and leaves and, you know, burns our trunk and all of that, because we've got such deep roots, we will be able to regrow our shoots and develop even richer fruits. So that's the secret to being unstoppable, to having unending growth and progress, is we have to make our inner work and in rooting ourselves in the truth of our being more important than anything. More than I want to change, fix, heal, control, manipulate anyone or anything. I want to know the truth that makes me free. I want to be so rooted in the truth that no matter what fire tries to burn me, what wind tries to blow me, what drought tries to dry me out, I'm rooted in the truth. I'm being fed by a stream that the world cannot give or take away. I'm eating a meat that the world knows not of. I've got the bread of life as my nourishment, and the world can do whatever it's going to do, and I'm not going to be reacting to it. I'm going to keep living from this deep place and expressing those rich fruits in my life, harvest after harvest, season after season. Now, this is tough stuff. The small print here is that this is the work of a path of mastery. And some of you may just not feel like you're up to it. And that's okay. Stay in the group. Stay in the game. Stay in the path and do your best. But have the intention. My intention is to make my connection to God, to Source, to the truth of my being, the number one relationship in my life, the number one activity of my life, the number one priority of my life, no matter what. And then continue to set that intention and watch as, like a seed, it takes root as well and begins to develop rich fruits in terms of the growth of your practice and your demonstration. So let's just take a moment to stop right here and dig our roots a little deeper. As we stop wherever we are and close our eyes if we can. If you're driving, please do not close your eyes. There are other ways to practice while you're driving, but closing your eyes is not one of them. And just allow yourself to drop down into your heart and feel the resonance in your heart with this deep desire to be connected, to be rooted, like never before, to know the truth, to be the truth, to become free in the truth, to be so anchored in reality that nothing can sway you. As we just throw ourselves wide open to the power and the presence and the love of God, the love of this infinite life, this eternal wellspring of good that is always giving, always shining, always sharing, always fully and completely being itself as us, just awaiting us to connect more deeply with it. And I simply know the truth that there is only one life, only one power, only one presence, one substance. There's only one something, by whatever name we call it. It's infinite, it's eternal, immortal, indestructible, uncorruptible, omniscient, omnipresent, omniactive. It's the only activity going on. There's not a bunch of activities and interaction. There's an omni-activity. One. Loving and shining and sharing and giving and radiating its infinite nature. And we are a unique center in it. We are a unique instrument of it. We are a unique way that the whole of life has individualized itself. That all of the power and the presence and the love and the substance and the wisdom and the genius, the freedom and the fulfillment is bursting forth in a unique and unprecedented way called each and every one of us. We are not being sourced by the world of appearances. The whole kingdom of heaven is within us. The whole of nirvana is within us. Infinite support and supply and power is within us. It's all within us, and it's emerging as us. We're not getting our nourishment and our life from the world out there. As Jesus said when he was in the desert fasting, man does not live by bread alone, but by the every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He was saying we don't live by materiality, but we live by this never-ending, unfolding word or substance or wisdom of our divine nature. It's always speaking to us. It's always ordering our steps. It's always loving us and supporting us and guiding us. And it has no judgment. It has no resistance. There's no impatience in it. Just like a GPS on your iPhone, Siri, if you start to move in the wrong direction, she doesn't say, "What are you doing, fool? Get back on track." She just redirects you. She just says, "Okay, take a left up here." And then you miss that turn. She doesn't go, "Oh my God, I can't believe you just missed that turn also. Forget it." No, she just says with the same tone of voice, "All right, take a U-turn here and continue on the route." And then you miss that too. She doesn't go, "Oh, for you, you are just a lost cause. I give up on you. I don't like you. I don't love you. Just leave me alone." No, she goes with the same tone, the same level of patience, as if it's the first time, "Okay, take a right here and try this new route." And this will go on forever. You could keep missing the route, missing the turns, not honoring the guidance, but it just keeps coming. "Okay, make a left. All right, try a right. How about a left up here? Okay, let's try this." And this is what's happening. This guidance, this love, is loving us unconditionally, without any judgment, without any impatience, just waiting for us to answer the call. And we're answering it now. We're saying, "Yes, I'm willing, I'm ready, I'm able, use me, send me, command these hands and feet. I'm a servant of thee, I'm an instrument of thee, of love and of life and of light and of truth, of beauty and wisdom and abundance. I'm willing to be a transparency of this divine unconditional life. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to wake up and be free, to be a pure instrument of love and truth and my divine destiny of greatness. Come what may, I'm willing to let go of all false concepts, beliefs, perceptions, habits, anything, anyone on any level that is not a part of my divine plan, that is no longer serving the highest unfoldment of my purpose and mission and good, I'm ready and willing to let it all be transformed by the renewing of my heart and mind. I'm willing. Use me. Send me. Thy will be done. And in this prayer, whatever needs to be released or embraced, thought, spoken, or done, to allow and facilitate the unfoldment of our destiny, of the next stage of our evolution, it's unfolding now. On time and in time, with ease, grace, and dignity. We just breathe and receive. We let go and let God. We say yes to our yes, come what may. This is the vibration that's activated in all of us now. Our life no longer has a question mark at the end of it, but an exclamation point. We're standing for something. And now life rushes to this place called us so that it can put itself on display like never before. I just give thanks for this awareness. I'm so grateful to be awake and aware, alive. Thank you, life. Thank you, God. Thank you, divine indwelling spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am grateful. And I let it be. And so it is.
Thank you for listening to the Emergence Podcast. Please visit emergencetraining.com to learn more and get a free training on the law of emergence. Thank you once again, and stay inspired.